Another one of the inductees to the class of 2024 is Don Valesky. And I imagine, Don, when you got the call, you smiled, and you're going to probably smile all weekend. Just tell us what this means to you and your family.
Well, I think it probably meant more to my family. They're the ones that sort of pushed to get me in here. But I was happy to be here, too. And I was, it's an honor to be inducted.
Reading your bio, baseball was your first love. What was the scouting report about Don Valesky? What type of baseball player were you? Tell us about your game, how you played.
Well, I was known for my arm playing center field. And I liked playing left field better because I threw a lot of guys out at the plate from left field. Of course, I threw some few guys out from center too, but I just enjoyed playing the outfield. Of course, I like pitching too.
What was your favorite memory? I mean, you've played baseball for many, many, many years. Give me a memory or two that you still think about fondly today.
Well, you know, it's little things. I played for a little team in Dorset, Ohio, and they had a good pitcher. The team we were going to play was a rival from Dorset. It was Jefferson, Ohio. And they had a pitcher that one time he played in the tournament in Cleveland, and he pitched a doubleheader. So he pitched 18 innings and won both games. And he was pitching that day, and it was the ninth inning, and it was 1-0. They were beating us, and he was had us a no-hitter going. So I was up first, and I got a single, and my brother was up second, and he hit one over the fence, and so we beat him 2-1. And for a rival team, that they were pretty mad.
Now, of all the players you played against, who's the most famous or most memorable? Who was the best player you ever played against?
Well, there was a couple players that went to the majors that played, and one was the name of Dick Stigman. He pitched for Cleveland, and the other one was Bo Belinsky. Mm-hmm. And he was, I think, at one of those California teams. He pitched a no-hitter for them in the majors. But he didn't only pitch a few years because he was a womanizer. And he was going out with the movie actresses and stuff like that. And he didn't like to practice. He didn't like to do his running or anything else. And his trouble was he had run out of gas. He was a good pitcher. I mean, I can't say he wasn't. But about the fourth inning, he would start running out of gas. He was whipped. Because when they did the pitchers or do the running, he would get behind the fence and let them run a few times, and then he'd go in there and maybe go one lap. But those two guys. But actually, one of the best ball players, Buckley, that's here. I'll tell you, around here, he was the best hitter there ever was around here.
Did you ever play against Gary Peters?
Oh, yeah. Tom Peters, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, Garrett, I forgot about him. Yeah, he ended up pitching. Did he go to the White Sox?
White Sox,
yeah. Yeah, Gary was a...
Any regrets? As you reflect on your career, any things you wish you could do differently?
Well, I was telling Buckley that most of the time around here, I always batted for good average, but I struck out an awful lot. And I was telling Buckley that when he came to play for us, because I always played against him when he played for Jefferson, I watched him bat, and I saw, then I picked up why he was such a good hitter. And I started doing what he was doing, and that was the only year that I played that I never struck out again in a game. And we were playing Chrysler Plymouth team from Sharon,
right.
And they were playing in Jamestown, and I was up the last time. They had a pretty good fastball pitcher, and he had two strikes on me, and I thought, no, this is going to be, I'm going to strike out. So, and I thought, well, just dig in there, and I got a single off of him. So I went, that's the only season that I went without. And I think that if I would have learned what he was doing, I think I would have made it to the majors, because they told me I was a major league center fielder, but they didn't think I'd ever make it hit. So, but that's done and over with, but they're just memories. I have a lot of good memories of baseball. I've met a lot of good guys, and I've had them. And one that was, I played ball with a guy, but they called him the Great Bill Zach. And when I played ball with him, he was almost done playing. He was in his 40s, and you know, at that time I was only about 19, and. But he had the right name. He could throw a knuckleball as fast as most people's fastball. And hit, he was a big, wide, big, burly chest guy, and hit that ball just like Buckley, and hit it a mile. And like I say, he was well named the Great Bill Zach.
Talk about your family and what this means to you and your family this weekend.
Well, I'll tell you what, they're all happy, and they really wanted this, and because like I told them, when they said I was this January was having this meeting, you know, dinner, and I said, well, I'm not coming up there in January. And they said, well, yes, you are. So they're happy. They're all good. They're all good kids. I do have a good family. So what more can you ask for?
Well, Don, congratulations. And soak it up. Enjoy the weekend. And I know it'll be a big night for you tomorrow night for sure.
Oh, yes. Okay. I'm glad to be here, and I thank you.